Okay, we're up to the Mishnah on Sanachim base. Or ish mitzuvah al piri v'riv yav aloha isha. Only men are chayiv in puav. All women are not chayiv, but they get married, they're chayiv mishubah to help their husbands mechayim their mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka omer al shneim hu omer vayivarech osom Elohim vayomer lohem Elohim pruervu. And in the night, both of them are chayiv. Both a woman and a man are chayiv and pruervu. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. Rashi avaloha isha the time of first gemara. Gemara explain why not? The chayiv said mitzvah say she'ein hazman groma. Why shouldn't the woman be chayiv and pruervu? Minani mile omer beloy mishum Rabbi Lazar bar Rabbi Shimon omer kra. Right after it says Pruervu, it says the purpose of Pruervu is to fill up the land and to conquer it. Ish darko lichbosh, vein isha darko lichbosh. A man is the one who conquers, a woman doesn't conquer. And therefore, since she's not a conqueror, so she's not chayiv in Pruervu, so the purpose of Pruervu is to conquer the world.
To conquer it.
Yeah, to, no, to, whatever. However it has to be, that's how you have to conquer it. She's not a conqueror. So Nela, what's it called? She's not Chayim Pruvu. Kipshua means, literally, to conquer it with war, if it's necessary. But it means, anyway, that you conquer the land and rule over it. She's not a ruler. Okay. What? That's not Kibush. Since the Torah uses a Lashon of Kibush and a woman is not bar Kibush, maybe what's called? That's not. The what? Yeah, Pashtus there. War is a necessity in the world. Rabban Shalom orchestrates wars too. Shem Ish Mulchama. Yeah, okay. That's fine. The Mara says. Adarava, the kipshua tarte mashma, right? Mashma tuid, that a woman is also a kovesh. He's talking to both of them, pru or vu, the kipshua. Omer of Nachum bar Yitzchok, the kipshua ksiv without the vav, it's written as if we read the kipsha, one person. Rav Yosef Omer Mehocha, Rav Yosef has a different reason why a woman is potter from pru or vu. Ani kel shaddai prey urevei, below komar pru or vu. Over there it says, by Yaakov, you. Mimakain and Mitzvah Pruvu. Mashma, only you. Vom Rabbeloi, Mishum Rabbelazar, Brev Shimon, Kishem Shemitzvah Adam Lomar Dover Hanishma, Kach Mitzvah Adam Shalom Lomar Dover Sheinon Nishma. Just like it's a mitzvah to give Tolchacha, to say something that will be heard, it's a mitzvah not to say something that won't be heard. Rab Abba Omer Chova, not only it's a mitzvah, it's a chova, it's a chiyuv not to say it. Shenamer al tochach let pen yisno echo hocheach lechacham the other echo. Don't give tochacha to a let because he'll hate you. So don't give it to chova. V'omre beloy mishum rebelazer reb shimon mutul al do'avim l'shanas v'dover hashalom. You're allowed to change and say something that is not true in order for the sake of shalom. Shenamer avicha tziva kol tomru liyosef on asana. Says the brothers told Yosef after Yaakov died that before he died Yaakov told them to relay the message that Yaakov wants him to forgive the brothers. Yaakov never said that because according to many shittas Yaakov never even knew about Mechiras Yosef, but still they changed and they said that he said something he didn't say in order to make Shalom Bayis. Rav Nosson Omer Mitzvah, not only is it mutter, it's a mitzvah to be Mishana Mishmeh Shalom. Shenemar vayomer Shmuel echelech v'shama shov argeni. Right, the Rav Nosson told Shmuel to go and to anoint David. So Shmuel said, "Lemaisa, how am I going to go? Shaul's going to hear about it, going to kill me." Right, and you see that Adarav, the Rav Nosson didn't say, "Don't worry, I'll protect you," because everything happens with derech hateva. So the Rav Nosson told him, "Bring a korban and say you're going to bring a korban. Make it look like you're doing something else." You see that the Rav Nosson told him to do that, even though it wasn't true. It's a pretense, but the pretense was Laman Hashalom. You shouldn't be guilty. Today, Rabbi Shmuel Tana Gadol Hashalom Shafa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shina Bo. Even the Rav Nosson changed. The Mikorek Siv Adoni Zokein, the Levesov Siv Ani Zokanti. Right in the beginning, it says what's it called? How is it Shaiach? I should have a child next week. Sedra Vadoni Zokein. Avram is old, and. And when, what's it called, when the Rav Nosson said it over, he said that she said, "Vani zakanti, I'm old." Not that he's old. in order not to make a problem of Shalom Bayis. Rashi, Lomar Dober Hanishma, Dechsiv, Hocheach Tochiach, Lahochiach, Mishma Kabel Heimenu. It's a mitzvah to give Tochach to somebody who will receive it. Avicha Tziva, Yaakov Lo Tziva, Elohim Shin would make Darkei Shalom. They made this up and because of Darkei Shalom. Eich Eilech, Utsiv, Ayom Rashem, Eglas Boker Tichach, Biodecho, Yomar Dolis Boach, HaKadosh Baruch, Utsiv, Lashaz, the Moshim told to make a pretense. Vadoni Zokin, Sora Omra Loshin Bizli. He's an old man. Ukshigol HaKadosh Baruch, Vadover Le Avram, Ksiv, Loma Zetzocha, Kasora Leimor, Vanizokanti. Vishino Hadover Mitne Asholim. Rav Yochanan ben Bruka Omer, Itmar, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Chadomer Halachic Rav Yochanan ben Bruka, the Chadomer Ein Halachic Rav Yochanan. One of the two, either Rav Yochanan or Rav Yeshua ben Levi, said the Halacha is like Rav Yochanan ben Bruka, and one said it's not like it. In other words, that a woman is not chayiv and purvul. It's time to Rav Yochanan who the Omer Ein Halachic. We can establish that it was Rav Yochanan who said the Halacha is not like Rav Yochanan ben Bruka. Yosef Rabo, Vekomra Mishmeid Rav Yochanan, Halacha, what's it called, because Rav Avo was sitting, and they said in the name of Rav Yochanan, the Halacha, that Halacha is like Rav Yochanan ben Bruka. Vadrinu Rav Ami Rav Asi Vapayu. And Rav Ami and Rav Asi turned away, as if to say Rav Yochanan never said that. So we see that Rav Yochanan was not the one who said the Halacha is like Rav Yochanan ben Bruka, but the Halacha is not like Rav Yochanan ben Bruka. The Yikad Diamri, and some say the Maisa was different. Rav Chiya Bar Abba Omar, Vahadrinu Rav Ami Rav Asi Vapayu. Rav Chiya Bar Abba said in the name of Rav Yochanan, the Halacha is like Rav Yochanan ben Bruka, and Rav Ami and Rav Asi turned away their face. Omar Papa Bishlom Alamadi Omar Rav Avo Omar, according to the first version that Rav Avo said it, Mishum Kovet Bei Kesar Lo Omru Lev Lo Midi. The Chora, they should have said to him openly, it's not true, Rav Yochanan never said that. Rav Yochanan never passed like Rav Yochanan ben Bruka. So why did they just turn away their face and only hint to the fact that they were upset? Because Rav Avo was very close, was a highly positioned person in the Kesar's home, and Alts Kovet HaMalchus, they didn't say anything openly to him, they just hinted that they weren't happy with what he said. Eleman Yom Rav Chiya Bar Abba Omra, but according to the Man Yom, it says that Rav Chiya Bar Abba was the one who said it, not Rav Avo. Lame Rule, why don't they just tell him, right, say openly, like Lo Omra Rav Yochanan Hachi. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say it. It's kasher. That's what it's called. According to the second version, they should have said openly to him that Rabbi Yochanan never said it. They shouldn't have just hinted. Rashi, Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, Halachik Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, Vadrinu Lapayu Delo Omer Rabbi Yochanan Meolim. They turned their faces as to say Rabbi Yochanan never said this in his life. It's wrong what you said, but they only hinted it. The Cholkelo Kavol Delo Rotsel Achisha. They didn't want to openly contradict him. But they made it clear that they weren't happy with what he said. Rav Avo Karv LaMalchus. Rav Avo was highly positioned in the Kesar's palace. Kedom Rav Sanhedrin Ubiksubos. The Mishron Amso Deve Kesar Rava Daame Madbarna Deumse. The in Ksubos it says that the servants in the Kesar's palace used to sing the praises of Rav Avo, that he is a leader of his people and a spokesman for his people. So he was highly respected by the Malchus. So as Kovar Malchus, they didn't openly say that he said something wrong, but they made it clear that that was the case. My Havi Allah, what's Lamaisa Lahalacha? Toshma, the Omra Bacha Bar Chanina, Omra Bavo, Omra Vasi, Ubda Have Kamed Rav Yochanan, the Knishna, the Kesri, a Maisa came before Rav Yochanan in the Beis Knesses of Kesari, the Omar Yotzi V'Yiteng Suba, right? A woman came and she wanted, she didn't have children, and she said that, I think it's my husband's fault, and I want to have children. So I want you to force my husband to divorce me so I can marry somebody else and have children. So Rav Yochanan forced the husband to divorce her, and he had to give her a ksuba. Right? The Esau kadai techlo mifkida ksuba mayavidita. Right? And if she's not mechuyev and pur vu, what's her taina? Right? Why should we force him to divorce her if she doesn't chayev and pur vu? Elamai must be the Rav Yochanan holds she is chayev, and therefore she has a good taina. I want to have children. And therefore, he can't he can't produce those children, and therefore he has to give her a get, and he has to give her a ksuba. She has a good taina. Mer says no. Dilma b'bo machmas taina. She has a different taina, not al spruvu. Kiahida asray l'kamid Rav Ami. A woman came before Rav Ami. Amra lei havli ksuba. Said I want to be divorced and I want my ksuba. Right. Amar lo zil lo mifkades. So Rav Ami told her, forget it. You're not chayv and puruvu. You're not mechuyev to have children, so that's not a good enough reason for us to force your husband to give you a get. Amralei misibu dila ma'itahati ala. What's going to happen to me in my old age? Who's going to take care of me? I need children to take care of me in my old age. Ala da hachisa. Amra kiho vadi katinan. Good taina. Ena chanami. Not as the mitzvah puravu, but just that. I want to have somebody to take care of me when I'm old. And my children will take care of me. They're not Filipinos in those days. Yeah, what?
Women study want to have children.
Yeah, but that's not a good enough taina. Right? It has to be something that is substantial enough to force the guy to give her a get and to give her a ksuba. You want to have children, right? You're not mechuyev. You want it, very nice, but who said you get your ksuba? Right? Then your taina is not a good. But this is a taina, momentistic taina. Right? She has a reason why she's not going to be taken care of in her old age. So that's enough of a reason to get to force her husband to, and to give her a ksuba. But just found you want very nice, you lose your ksuba. Okay. Rashi. Uv dahave. The he tovasul the garsha v'shaloha yulabonim. Nice it was that this woman went to Rav Ami and she said, I want a divorce because my husband can't produce children. And it was obvious it was his fault, Tosha says. In this case, it was clear that he was an ochre. That was the reason. It wasn't her fault. The asayla kamei to Rav Ami, the tovasa the garsha. Same kind of case. She went to Rav Ami and demanded a get. Lo mitzgadisa, the imrotza at lotse, saying lo chaksuba. You want to get divorced? You want to have children? Because they're hate, but you can't get your ksuba. Misibu di lo, bisiknosa mateole. She said, no, I have a legitimate taina. What am I going to do when I'm old? Who's going to take care of me? So she said. He said, "That's a good enough time." He the asayla kamid Rav Nachman. A woman came before Rav Nachman. Omer lo. So and she said, "I want a divorce. I want my ksuba because I don't have children, and it's my husband's fault." Omer lo lo mifkades. That's not a good enough time. That you're not mechuyev in puravu. Omer le lo boy hach itza chutra liyado mor lekfura. Right, I need what's it called a cane to rely on when I'm old, meaning a children, and I need somebody to bury me. Who's going to bury me if it's not my children? So I want a child, or I want a kaddish. Right, I want somebody to say kaddish for me. What? Who said the husband's going to outlive her? He's not well altogether. Omar ki hai vadi kafina. That's a good enough taina. We'll force him to divorce you and give you the ksuba. Yehuda v'chizkia ta'omim hoyu. Yehuda and Chizkia were twins. Echad nigmara tzurasa v'sof tisha. The echad nigmara tzurasa v'tchila sheva. One was ready to be born at the end of the ninth month, and one at the end of the seventh month. Yehudis, one second. Okay, yeah. Yehudis Divisu Duratchia Havila Tsar Leda. So one said, what is this? So what? What? It was too much Tsar, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, but it doesn't. One second. Mustama, this is part of the next thing, yeah? Yeah, I think so. Hold on one second. Let's see. All right. Okay. Now it goes on. Okay. Now, so that was the case. So the Maisa, right? One kid was already finished in the seventh month. And he's just sitting there waiting for his brother to be finished, and he gave the woman a tremendous amount of tsar. Who was this woman? And Yehudis Divisu Drabchiahave Latsar Leda. So the mother was Yehudis who was the wife of Reb Chiya, and because of this Maisa, she had a tremendous amount of tzar labor. Shanoi mino v'asi kamei de Reb Chiya. So she went to Reb Chiya. Omra itzom mifkid apir v'rivya. She said to Reb Chiya, my chayim purvu, I can't take all this pain. Omra lo lo. Ozla ashti osama dakarta. So he permitted her to have birth control. Right? Sam Sofer, I don't know if he learns it from here, but Sam Sofer says, a woman's meshubit to her husband's mekayim purvu. But that's only if she has the normal pains of pregnancy and birth. But if she has extra pain, she has other complications or whatever, like this case, she's not meshubit for that. So therefore, she's allowed to have birth control, right, to prevent her from having more children, even though she's meshubit for purvu, she's not meshubit to have extra tzar. So that was the case over here. L'sofi gloy milsa. In the end, what's it called? Came out that he gave her permission to drink this samadakarta. This was some kind of potion that made her nakara. Omar lo, iku yolavisli chada kar sachrisi. Right, halavai, I should have been able to get pregnant again. She had harata. The Omar Mar Yehuda v'Chizkia achi. Yehuda and Chizkia were brothers, right? They were the twins. And Pazi v'Tavi achvasa. And Pazi and Tavi, that were their names, were sisters. They were also twin sisters. Okay. They were his daughters. What does that mean? Rashi, one second. Ika yaldis lichada karsa mi ten shloshosis. Halavai, I shouldn't have drunk that potion. V'tel di li od keres echot shnei bonim. Halavai, I should have had two more boys, because she only had two girls and two boys. And she said, halavai, that I didn't drink the potion, I would have had two more boys. Okay. V'lo mifkidi. A woman's not. So now we brought rayas that a woman is not chayiv and purvu. The halach is not like Rabbi Yochanan and Bruka. That halach is like the Tanakama. Ay, the Amr of Acha bar of Ketina, Amr of Yitzchok, Maisa beisha Acha shechetz yeshivcha vechetz yebaschorin. There was a woman who was owned, a female goyish slave who was owned by two people. One of them let her free, and the other one didn't. So she was half baschorin and half a shivcha. So she couldn't get married. She couldn't marry a ben chorin because of the shivcha part. She couldn't marry an eved because of the ben chorin part. So because she couldn't get married, she was promiscuous. Let's see what I'm saying. The kof was rabba, basa basfar. They forced the shutta, who didn't let her free, to make her free. The chora, the reason was because they wanted her mekayim mitzvah approval. So they forced him to let her free so she could be mekayim the mitzvah. Because if she didn't let her free, she couldn't get married to anybody, she couldn't mekayim the mitzvah. So you see from here, the chora, that a woman is chayim approval. No, they didn't let her free to mekayim the mitzvah purvu, but because she couldn't live with anybody, she couldn't get married, she became promiscuous. And therefore, in order to avoid that, they forced him to let her free, and now she could marry a ben chorin, and what's it called, and she won't be promiscuous anymore. Rashi, the asa bas chorin, kedei shtei muteres linosa. The chora, the reason they forced the adam to let her free is that she should be able to get married. Midikathinan, the rabba alma mitkida. Mashma, that it was in order to make kind of mitzvah approval. So it says, no, minik hefka nagaba. Lefishal, hoysa yecholi nasa. Since she couldn't get married, hoysa matkera satsma. So she was mazana. The chokinba, and people were sinning through her. So to avoid that, they forced the master to let her free, so she could get married, and that would be the end of her being promiscuous. Leficha kofus rabba leshachura. Hadron lechabod yivimto, hadron lechabod yivimto, hadron lechabod yivimto. Under the subject area.